Okay, let's review Yumad Daf Yud Ches. So the Gemara starts with a continuation of the discussion from the previous Daf about how many of the loaves of the Lechem Apanim the Kohen Gadol was entitled to. So Abaye tries to be Mitaritz the whole thing where the Kohen Gadol gets one less than half. So if you hold the Mishmaros get six each, then the Kohen Gadol is entitled to five because that's one less than half. But if you hold, they only get five. So then, like Rabbi Yehuda, then it would turn out that the Kohen Gadol gets four, because that's one less than half. Meaning, if they're only dividing 10 to begin with, they're not dividing all 12. So then you'd get four. But Rava holds that no, everyone's assuming like Rabbi that the Kohen Gadol gets exactly half. Why would he ever get four if he gets exactly half? Who holds that they ever divide only eight loaves? Don't they divide at least 10 loaves? So Gemara says no. If there's a mishmar misakev, if there's a mishmar that stays a little bit longer because of the way Yantif falls out, so that mishmar gets an additional two loaves, and therefore they're only dividing up eight loaves to begin with. The Mishnah then talks about the zikanim who would give him over to the ziknei beis, and then they would start to train the Kohen Gadol and teach him about the halachos of the Yom, and they would make him say it himself because Shema Shachachta, maybe he had forgotten, oh, Shema Lolamadita, maybe he never learned. So the Gemara says, Lolamadita, how is that possible? He's a Kohen Gadol, how could it be that he never learned? The Gemara says, no, during the Tekufa of the Bayis Sheni, people bought the Kohen Gadol. We have a clear example of this when Marta Bas Baitus married Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, and she paid Yanai HaMelech to make Rabbi Shua ben Gamla Kohen Gadol. Happened to be Rabbi Shua ben Gamla was a very big tzaddik, but that's irrelevant. He paid his way was paid to become the Kohen Gadol. So such a system certainly would lead very clearly to Kohanim Gadolim who are not roy for the position and maybe were lo lamadita. The Mishnah describes the different animals that they passed in front of the Kohen Gadol to remind him about the avoda. Parim, Elim, Kavasim, but notice no Si'irim, the Gemara says. Why no Si'irim? Because that comes al Chet. That comes because of an Avera, and that's just too depressing for him. I, Parim, are also al Chet. Yeah, but that's on the Chet of his fellow Kohanim, so maybe he could do something about their Chataim. He could inspire them to do Tshuva, but Chataim of all the Klal Yisrael, he's not going to be able to do anything about it anyway. The end of Amud Aleph and the top of Amud Beis discusses different types of foods that we don't give the Kohen Gadol. Even though the Mishnah had said that we give him whatever he wants, he eats and drinks whatever is not kol shavus hayam lohi imonim menu machal mishta. We wouldn't withhold food and drink, but there are certain types of food that were certainly discouraged. So in machilin also, we wouldn't give him either avi or avavi, different Rashi Tevis of yayin lava and esrog and beitzim and yayin yashan and all different basar shame, maybe different types of foods that could be maybe the day tumma, so are not so not such a smart idea to give to him. Now, once we talk about foods that are maybe the day tumma, we mention proper etiquette for a guest in somebody's house that he also doesn't want to become a balkari, because that's also not nice to become a balkari in somebody's house. So the Gemara tells us, Amrav Gidol Amrav, Ach Sinai, Lo Yochal Beitzim, Lo Yoshim B'Talisa Shal Bal Abayis. A guest shouldn't eat eggs and he shouldn't sleep in the wearing the talis of the balabais or under the cover of the balabais, because he's likely to become a balkari, and that's going to be disgusting. And the Gemara tells us an odd story about Rav. When he would come to a town, he would announce, Man havya liyoma, who's going to marry me for a day? And Rav Nachman did the same thing, Man havya liyoma. So the Gemara says, how can he even have a havamina of marrying someone for a day? The halacha is that you have to worry that you're going to marry so many different people that you're going to have children all over the place. They're going to meet up with each other, and they're not going to know their siblings, and it's going to cause mamzeris everywhere. So Gemara says, no, Rabbanan kala islahu. Rabbanan are so famous, everyone's going to know when they're the children of the Rabbanan, and you don't have to worry that they're going to accidentally marry their siblings. But frankly, Gemara, what about dam chimut? A woman is going to be told that day she's getting married, so isn't there a chashash that she's going to be a nida because of the excitement, because of the dam chimut? So the Gemara says, no, they would give a week's warning in advance. They would say that we're coming to town, and someone would commit in advance, and they'd have time to become tahar from any dam chimut that they may have had. Or you could say that yichudei havu miyachdi luhu. They didn't actually sleep with these women; they simply had yichud with them.